clock, so it must be time for the Surf's Up Surf Report with Peter Furs. Morena, Pete.
Morena, Aaron. How are you this morning? Didn't get blown away last night?
No, it wasn't too bad where we were, but I know quite a few people in more exposed areas felt the full brunt of those 120-kilometre gusts yesterday.
Okay, let's look into it. It's 11 o'clock high tide today on the west coast. It's a 3.4-metre tide. 5.20 is your low tide. 9.18 is your high on the east coast. 3.20 is your low. That's still only just a 2.2, not much change there. It's northeast at the moment, but there's a bit of a west coming in on the east coast. It's definitely west here, blowing straight in off the beach. 2 foot in the bay, 3 foot inside peaks, 4 foot Mookie's Two, 5 foot plus ran at Blue House, and it's a solid 2 to 3 foot on the 90. It looks to me like there's a bit of an elongated low moved up into the Tasman. So I think we've got a decent southwest swell here by tomorrow, maybe even by tonight, actually. And for the weekend, that's all we've got, though. Only 3 days out of it. There's another high complex moves across from Australia, bringing more nor'easts. So I think we've got 3 days, be in or you're going to miss out. And that's all we've got. But looking on the other coast, which it's 5 to 6 foot at the moment.
What?
You look at the camera at Mangapai. Wow, what a big chundry. It's really quite, I've not seen it like it before. You'd be silly to go out, actually, because I think you'd be sucked under. It just looks really, really like a big washing machine.
Right.
But if that west comes over, then it'll change really quickly, and it'll be nice waves on the east coast. So look out today. Check that wind. If that wind gets across today, it's worth going over to the other coast.
Okay.
All those secret spots, East Beach, all the other bits that have been getting that swell pounding in. As soon as that wind turns to southwest or west, I think we're going to have a nice little wave over there.
Oh, it'll be quite big though, wouldn't it, still?
Oh, yeah, it'll be big actually. But, you know, I mean, you've got the longboard now, you'll be in.
So around the reef, you think, mate, look out for that wind the next 3 days?
Yeah, I think so. As soon as that changes, you've got all the points working. It doesn't look like it's working out in front of me at 90 miles. It looks a real mess, actually. And we've got a bit of a meeting tonight for those who are interested in such things. There's a surf-to-surf camera up now up on the mountain looking across all the points. And the dudes are a little... The local guys are a little unhappy about it, and they've got a meeting at... North Drift Cafe, 7 o'clock tonight to discuss it.
Right.
So if you're interested, one way or the other, please come along to this meeting. Get it sorted out. I've got an opinion. I'm not going to put it over the radio.
No.
I've already been down that road with these guys. But Mark Tan's organised it, and he's the voice of reason. And good on you, Mark. Thanks for that.
Right, okay, so that's tonight, 7 o'clock at Northern Drift in Ahipara, talking about the camera being erected in Ahipara.
That's the one. It's already up. You can't see it unless you're a paid a member of the Surf to Surf organisation. But it will change things for sure. But, you know, from what I hear, Surfline are just behind now. They're already inquiring around the Rohe for someone to put a camera up, and there's another two behind them. So we're going to get them whether we like them or not, and I think this is a time for us to actually lay down some rules.
Mm.
It's like those wicked camper things.
Oh, yes, some of them are terrible. Some of them I've seen, I thought, can they really put that on there?
Well, if you put that up on a notice board, you'd be ordered to take it down. So I can't follow why the authorities aren't acting on this, because they're just totally disreputable, you know, to women, totally... dissing women and everything, the years of trying to get rid of that type of activity and that type of thought, they're laughing too, they don't care.
Yes, and I think a lot of the tourists don't actually realise what they're driving around with written on their camper.
Well, what I'm seeing on the movement on Facebook, people are saying, well, we've all got spray cans. You know, we can do what we want. I mean, if they're going to do it, we can do it. So I'm saying that there's going to be a bit of activity around those vans when they're parked up.
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
Well, it's fair, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So what are you up to for the Easter weekend, Pete? Anything?
Well, I'm surfing, because we haven't had it really for... I mean, this is not a very good period, is it, for us?
No, and usually it's one of our best times, but yeah.
I've got a whole bunch of people coming up to stay, so crowded, you know, clean, cooking. You got people coming up? Or?
No, quiet weekend for us. We're just hoping to get a bit of surfing.
Tonight, of course, too, is the opening of the statue down the road from you guys at the radio station.
Yes, that's at 10:30 at Tiahu.
Oh, this morning, is it?
Yes.
All right, I'm into that. 10:30 this morning.
At Tiahu, yes, and then they'll have a short blessing afterwards down here, just down the road here at Melba.
So it starts at 10:30 at Tiahu, and then it moves down to the park.
Yes, it does.
I noticed yesterday and the day before a lot of work going hard on the park. It looks really good, doesn't it?
It does, yes. They're hard at it this morning. You should hear them. They're noisy.
Is that right? I thought behind the statue there was going to be a rock wall with a waterfall, but that doesn't seem to have happened. They've obviously cut their co-op according to how much money they've got there. But it looks really good. I mean, good. A real shout-out to all the park staff. Well, no, I think it's... who's doing that? Stonecraft?
I'm not too sure, actually.
I mean, someone might want to ring in with you and let them know, because it's a fantastic job. The whole thing is cleared now. It's no dark areas. It's safe. It looks safe.
It does. It does. It looks great. Hey, Pete, we're running out of time.
All right, very good. Hopefully a swell this weekend. See you at the meeting tonight, 7 o'clock, or see you at 10:30 this morning at TO.
Yes, awesome stuff. Have a great Easter.
You too. Eke tangaroa.
Eke tangaroa. Ride those waves, Pete.
See you.